So I think most of us can agree that it's easier to choose the good, to do the right thing, to be the person that God made you to be when everything is going your way, right? Sure. Sometimes even then it's a struggle. The idea behind the series, though, is that often it isn't until we are squeezed, we're inconvenienced, we're tired, we're sick, our kid is sick, we're stressed or we're threatened, we're tempted, all of these things that squeeze us. And then the character that's inside of us comes out, good and bad. And we would do well to pay attention to how we act in those moments especially, because that is really a peek inside of us. You know, it's really a part of who we are that we need to see, even when it's not as flattering as we would like. I have a class that I've started going to at the YMCA, and the instructor there, she has this saying that I really like. She says, you should never look at somebody doing something like exercise or whatever, athletes, and say, there's no way I can ever do that. I can't do that. She says, you should always just say, I haven't trained my body to do that yet. And that's important, an important shift in our thinking. Because I think our tendency is to watch, you know, athletes, professional athletes or dancers who can do incredible things, and our thought is, wow, that person is amazing. I could never do that. And in some cases, that might be somewhat true. But we should be careful not to forget that what you are watching is the result of years of training. That's why basketball players and football players and ballet dancers and gymnasts and all these people, they can do incredible things and make it look easy. Easy. These people who inspire stadiums full of fans or sell out a venue at a high-priced ticket, they're not just naturally talented people that woke up one day and said, I'm going to be incredible tomorrow. I'm going to make it happen now. These people have spent hour after hour, day after day, practicing every move they make over and over until one day, these incredible abilities are just reflexes. It's the way they do. It's how they do, how they make what they do look easy. They train. So the same thing is actually true with character. Character is formed in the little things. Those small, seemingly unimportant decisions that we make every day, they are actually training us to develop reflexes. And those reflexes can move us towards God or away from God. Athletes develop reflexes by practicing the same actions over and over again, and we develop reflexes in the decisions that we make, in our responses to people or difficult situations. And over time, those decisions and those responses become habits that we've developed, and they start to add up to become reflexes. And they become a part of who you are, good or bad. And it's tempting sometimes to take shortcuts in our character, isn't it? Tiny compromises, that tiny changes in our values that may not seem like that big of a deal, but remember what we learned about character last week. Our character can shape us and who we become. Character is destiny. And the thing is, the small squeezes in life, if those small things lead you to lash out, to compromise your values, you're not going to respond any better when the big squeezes come along. When there's a more significant threat or a more tempting opportunity, character is formed in the little things. So if you lie or you compromise your beliefs, stakes are low, why would that change when the stakes are high, right? because that's what you've been training for all along. And the unfortunate thing is that it becomes, or it can be a good thing, depending on your training, becomes a reflex, something you do without even thinking about it. When I was in high school, actually I think it was ninth grade, so I just started, and I was in an English class. It was my first honors class, and we were assigned a summer reading book. And I had to read Great Expectations. And I don't know why, maybe it was a bad summer, maybe English is not my area, but that was such a hard book for me. And about halfway through the summer, I just decided, I hate this book. I hate picking it up. I hate looking at it. I hate the whole storyline. I don't like the characters. None of it. So somewhere along the way, I just gave up. And I got the Cliff Notes. I think I told my mom I just wanted the Cliff Notes, you know, to help me understand the book better. but I did not read. I think I read literally, like, if I made it through the first chapter, then that was impressive. I didn't get very far. I just read the Cliff Notes. And my mistake was I assumed that since I was generally a good student, that this would be the same for everybody else in my class. And that when we got to school on the first day, the teacher would realize that she had just expected way too much of us. This is a terrible book. I'm so sorry. Obviously, no one's going to do well on this test, so why should I really put that much effort into it? Unfortunately, when I got back to school, we sat down first day, of course, we took the test on the reading book. And my too smart for me teacher, who knew the Cliff Notes, designed a test that was not passable by someone who had only read the Cliff Notes, and so I failed my first test. And the worst part about it is that as I sat there and listened to my friends talk about it, they did not fail the test. They actually had read the book. And in fact, some of them actually did well. And I was still a little angry at the book, to be honest. I continued to blame the book a little bit and Charles Dickens, but the problem was not the book. The problem, and I realize that now, was that I was so used to things coming easily to me. I had never really had to work that hard, certainly not in English. In math, that was another story, but I'd never really had to work that hard to read a book. So when it started to get hard, my character just didn't really take me very far. It took me to the Cliff Notes. I did read most of the Cliff Notes. I didn't make it through the whole thing. When something was hard for me, it was a sign that something's wrong here, and so I'm just going to stop. And I quit. And now I know that that just meant my character needed a little work, and I needed to have a challenge that was hard, and so that was a good thing. Any of us living in the world for any amount of time, eventually we figure that out, right? We figure out that shortcuts in our character, that compromises in our values, they catch up to us at some point along the way. And if we're lucky, actually, they catch up to us sooner rather than later, though it may not feel that way. Your actions and decisions, all those things that you make are building up those reflexes. And one day it will dictate how you act when you are squeezed. The economy falls apart. You lose your job. You lose a place to live. The check that you count on coming in every week doesn't come. Or an offer that's just a little too good to be true and really only costs a tiny compromise comes up. And it's hard to say no. The list goes on, right? We all have our own list of things that drive us crazy. Inanimate objects are my weakness. I will lose it quicker over a piece of technology that is not doing what I think it should than anything else. The thing about character, though, is that it doesn't just happen. Just like an athlete, we don't wake up one morning and decide, today I am going to be a person of integrity and character, right? No more than I can wake up tomorrow and say, today I will win a triathlon. It's not going to happen. Character does not get formed overnight. It happens It doesn't happen in those big moments when suddenly things are serious, because what happens in those really big moments, when it really matters, is that the character of who I already am, of what I've been training to be, just gets revealed, and I get to see what that is. What's already there comes out. Character is formed in those everyday small actions, decisions, and responses that maybe sometimes seem insignificant, but we are building our reflexes to move us towards God instead of away from God. Character is formed in the little things. And we see that in Daniel's story, because we got to read such a great part of it. But we see that in Daniel's story too. Everything he is, everything he believes, gets put to the test in this moment. How committed are you to this God, Daniel? How important is it to you to hold to what is good and true when your life is on the line? Could you just skip prayer time this, you know, just a month, you know? Daniel's character and competence are what got him this high position in King Darius's court. And when he's even put in charge of the other officials, they get angry, right? They resent him. And they begin to look for a way to get rid of him, but you'll notice they dug. They dug into his life. They looked for anything illegal, anything unethical that they could pull up and twist and use. And the only thing that they could find is Daniel's God. So they are going to use that. They decide to make a law that they know he'll break, and they convince King Darius to go along. Death by lion seems like a great way to get rid of an enemy, right? We don't have that much anymore, but who knows? But what does Daniel do? What does his reflex tell him to do? It's like he doesn't even give it that much thought. He just does what he knows, and he goes and prays. He worships God because this is what he does 3 times a day, every day. Daniel's tube got squeezed in a big way, and what came out was his faithfulness to God. His faithfulness to God, no matter what. But how did Daniel get there? Was that a one-time thing? The sudden decision that when it really matters, it matters this time, I'm going to choose the right way? Or is there more to his story? So if we take a closer look at Daniel, and you can go home and read the book of Daniel, start at the beginning. Anyway, Daniel's an Israelite. He is a part of the royal family, the nobility, and he is captured by the Babylonians when they invade his land and attack Jerusalem. And suddenly he finds himself in a foreign land, in a strange culture, new customs, different people, and he is re-educated into learning the Babylonian language and writing. He's renamed Belteshazzar. I'm going to stick with Daniel. He did too. He is even given food from the king's own table by those people who had attacked and killed his people. But in all of this, it's really interesting how he responds. Because what we might expect is that Daniel is angry. But we don't really get the sense in reading that there's this boiling anger and resentment in Daniel's life. We don't get that, though that might be understandable to us. And neither is he embracing this foreign culture and just saying, oh, well, here I am, but I am eating food at the king's table, so let's just go with it, guys. Instead, Daniel trusts God. And when he finds himself in these new circumstances, he continues to rely on God and be faithful to God like he has always done. He's in this new disorienting reality, and he continues to follow the dietary laws that God had given the Israelites and set them apart. And then he continues to pray and listen for God every day. And these little things, the food he ate, the time and attention he gave to God day after day. They're small, really, but they helped Daniel walk towards God amidst circumstances that he could not change. Those were tiny things that he could make a choice about, and he did. Every bite of food he took, every time he kneeled to pray, he reminded, I am not alone. I belong to God. I am not alone. I belong to God. I am not alone. I belong to God. Every day, he remembered that. And so when Daniel hears about this new 30-day law, what does he do? He goes home and prays. There's to the window that faces Jerusalem, and he prays like he has done every day and puts his hope in God. Daniel had been practicing that habit every single day. And so when he got squeezed and his life was threatened, that was his reflex to turn to God. Character is formed in the little things. Scott is a psychologist. He wrote a book you've probably heard of. You may have. It's called The Road Less Traveled. But the first sentence is great. So it just says, life is difficult. That's it. Life is difficult. And his point is that the harder we fight against that and we try to navigate around that or maybe change that truth just a little, the more trouble we get into and the harder it is to navigate our life well. And Jesus says something similar. In this world, you will have trouble, right? But Jesus goes on and gives us hope because he says, but take heart because I have overcome the world. In this world, you will get squeezed. But be strong and full of courage because I have already won, says Jesus. Life is difficult. We will have trouble. But the choice of what to do when trouble comes our way is yours and mine. And if we look closely at our lives, at the habits and reflexes that we are building, and we learn to train, it teach us to rely on the one who has overcome the world, then there is a threat that we cannot face. To do good character, it's not paved by one or two really big, important moments where we do actually make the right decision. And that certainly helps. Every time we make a step in the right direction, that is one more piece that defines who we are, that says, this is who I can be. This is who I am. But until we learn to practice the small steps every day, over and over again, that lead to integrity and character, we don't have the reflexes for when we get squeezed. And we may not be ready to make the right choice when those big threats and the stakes are high happen. And like our picture that we series, it's like every little thing that we're doing, our decisions and our practices that we put into our lives every day and every week are filling our little tube of toothpaste. And eventually we'll get squeezed. And what comes out is what we've put in. And so our challenge this morning is to pay attention to how you're filling your tube. Because whatever you put in there is going to come out. So if we build reflexes that move us toward God, towards the one who has overcome the world, we need to look at it and see, or are we building reflexes that point us away from God and away from our hope? Character is formed in the little things. So this whole series in character might be coming for you at a time when life is going really well for you, and this is something you can jump into. And that's great. And I hope that you take a good look at your life and make sure that you are training to be the person that God made you to be. But my guess is that for some of us, these lessons come when we are in the middle of living with the consequences of running away from God. When we are maybe even being squeezed right now, and we are trying to decide what direction we are going to live into. And if that is you, and if you are finding your character frustratingly lacking in moments when you want it to be there, know that it is not too late, and you are not alone. You are not alone. It will be harder when we have habits and reflexes that we need to overcome in order to walk towards God. But it is never too late to take those steps and to reach out for help. And God loves and honors the one who keeps falling down and keeps getting up and keeps walking towards him. So as we close this morning, I want us to take some time to listen to God. To listen to God about who you are. It's one of the things that we do on Sundays is we stop, because so much of our life is spent rushing and running after things, taking care of things. And this is a place to stop and to listen. So I want us to do that. I want us to take a good look at the reflexes that we're developing. What kind of character are you training for every day? What reflexes are you building? Daniel committed to praying 3 times a day and following this diet that was different from everybody around him. And those habits developed in him this reflex of turning towards God and this expectation that he was different, that he could choose another way. It reminded him that he's not alone and that he belongs to God. It's the idea behind spiritual disciplines like fasting and prayer and silence and meditation. These practices are aimed at training us to develop reflexes that listen to God, that turn to God no matter what our circumstances are. So in the next few moments, I would like to invite you to hold your life up to God. I think everybody who has a bulletin, and if you need one, we can get you one. There should be a big index card in there, so feel free, if you are someone who likes to write things down, to use that. I'm a writer. So as we begin, the first thing I want us to think about are the moments when you are squeezed. Think back to this week, this year, this month, big and small moments where you were angry or frustrated or threatened or tempted. Moments where nothing was going your way and you felt overwhelmed. Or maybe moments where opportunities presented themselves that you knew were wrong and would lead to trouble. Look at your reflexes in those moments, the ways that you respond, and what do they say about you when you get squeezed? We're going to take about 3 minutes or so to just think and hold our life up to God in those moments, and I will bring us back in a moment. Life up to God with open hands. Let's zoom out a bit and think about your whole life, and not so much just those moments of being squeezed, but think about the ways that you spend your time, where you give your attention, and the choices that you make. And are these things training you to walk toward God? We'll take a few more minutes to hold our days and our weeks up to God. Thank you. formed in the little things. So as we reflect on our lives, and this morning maybe as you look over the notes you made or just the thoughts that God brought to your mind, God has a way of kind of nudging you in a direction. So continue to be open to that. Listen to that during this week. God may lead you towards taking up one small thing in your life every day or every week that you can practice over and over again until it becomes a reflex and a part of who you are and helps you to turn towards God. Do you listen to God in that? Character is formed in the little things. And those little things God can use to change who we are.